Today I'm going to talk about a subject that we're all confronted with. It's a subject that you can't escape from. Our title is Trouble in This Life Will Always Find You. Our scripture is 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 to 6. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burnt it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away, and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Let us pray. Almighty God, help us to remember, especially in times of trials and troubles of many kinds, to call on you for help. In Jesus' name, amen. Trouble will come in one form or another. 1 Samuel 30, verse 4 says, then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. This is the first of 3 points I would like us to look at today, which will help us to deal with the difficulties and troubles of life when they come. It is inevitable that you will be faced with troubles of many kinds during your lifetime. And often they are sudden and unexpected. When David and the people saw that Ziklag was totally burned by the Amalekites and their families were taken away, they were devastated and wept. The first point that we need to look at today as we look at this Ziklag experience is, don't be afraid to cry in times of troubles. There comes a time when your soul will be put in a situation where it needs to weep. To weep or cry because of the desperation of the situation you find yourself in. Thank God that the soul can express its sorrow through weeping. Weeping in such a situation often is the first step of relief and comfort in order to experience your deliverance. In Psalm 6, which it is thought that David wrote during his Ziklag experience, David says in verse 6, I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Here we see that tears helped David to come to terms with the reality of his situation. Weeping is the watershed that opens up the waterfall of your breakthrough. When tears come, remember Psalm 30, verse 5, which says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." You know, sometimes a problem might take weeks or months or years. And the time that you have to go through that problem or trouble is the night of your situation. And therefore, our psalm says, your weeping may endure for the time that you have to go through that problem. But lo and behold, when that problem is over, when that trouble is finished, that is the morning of your joy. You know, to be confronted by struggles, especially when they are sudden and unexpected, is not easy. However, a great help for anyone in such times is also Psalm 23, verse 4, which reads, "Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." In your Ziklag experience, the second point you need to note is, don't look to blame others when troubles come. In 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, it says, "Now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of the people was grieved." He was in a tight situation. At such times, people often look to find others to blame rather than look for solutions. Here we see that even his own people were ready to stone him because of their loss. But one thing you must know, when all seems to be lost, it's never really the case. God always makes a way where there seems to be no way. Always try to remember that when you allow yourself to be distressed, you limit the greatness of God. It is when you find yourself in a tight situation that God enlarges you to experience his greatness. The third and last point of your Ziklag experience is found at the end of 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, where it is stated, "David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." This tells us, in your distress, seek the Lord's help. The challenge that you are immediately faced with is, how do you respond in times of tragedy? And do you try to solve the situation you find yourself in your own strength? Or do you seek God's help to find a solution? Obviously, you should seek God's help and call him, according to Jeremiah 33, verse 3, which reads, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." You know, most times when we find ourselves in trouble, we tend to try to solve the situation ourselves before finally asking the Lord for his help. David teaches us here to always seek the Lord's help or his counsel in every situation we find ourselves in. Matthew 7, verse 7 says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. We know after David's prayer that he was able to take his men and recover all the families that the enemy had taken. This was not an easy task for David. Not an easy task for him to do, considering the circumstances that he found himself in. But you know, don't forget these points when you are faced with trials of many kinds. Number one, don't be afraid to cry in times of your troubles. Number two, don't look to blame others when troubles come. And lastly, in your distress, seek the Lord's help. God bless you, Pastor Philip. God is Savior.
My heart is crying for Jesus. Such pain.